Hey, y'all, and welcome to I Just Called to Say, your reality TV and pop culture podcast. I'm your reality TV bestie, Megan Pew Pew, and you can follow me at Megan _ Pew Pew. You can also follow all the fun at I Just Called to Say podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, tell your mama and them, and you can listen anywhere podcasts can be heard, but you can only watch on Spotify and YouTube. So today we have a very special guest host per usual, but today we have Mr. Main Character Energy. Our guest host is NYC personality, performer, and podcast host of the New York Dose. Hey, Derek, aka DJ.
Hola, hola, hola. What's going on? So happy to be here.
How you feeling, boo? What's on your mind and what's on your TV?
I am feeling amazing. I'm feeling good. I do this like alternating off again, on again, like drinking month type of thing. I am currently in a drinking month. I had like fabulous lunches throughout my workday today and they all incorporated drinks. So I feel amazing. As my homegirl Lizzo would say, feeling good as hell. Okay. And on my TV, okay, can I be so I'm normally like an anime watching sci-fi fantasy blurred type, but coincidentally, thank you. But coincidentally, and this happened even like before, you know, like we discussed like me jumping on here. So this was not intentional. I was not like, oh, I'm going to be on that show, so I need to do XYZ. For the last 2.5 weeks, I have like got the sudden urge to binge my favorite season of Bad Girls Club, which is season 4, which is where my girlie Natalie Nunn was introduced. And I have been having a blast. Okay, talk about main character energy. Yes. Having a blast.
That show is such, I even hate to describe it as like a guilty pleasure, but it is so trash but so good. It has not aged well. Like that period of the 2000s, that early 2000s, that was
toxic.
Something.
We ain't even know, but we was in the top. It was toxic.
Like, we was just ready.
Like, and I was here for every step of it. Every step of it. Like, oh my God. And reliving it right now, I'm just like, wow, to know where this one particular girl ends up in like the next decade is astonishing. Like, it's incredible. It's so incredible.
I just love looking back on that show and just looking at the outfits. I'm like, dang, them platform heels had us in a chokehold. Them tunics had us in a tunic with an oversized belt.
Stop it. The season that I'm watching, there's this one girl on there who loves bumpets. And she's like, what would I have done without a bumpet in my life? Oh my God, I love bumpets. Like, oh, fucking bumpet. I remember the infomercial for that. Like, what?
Yo, bumpets had thin-haired bitches feeling like they had volume.
Volume, baby. They was taking it back to the 60s, okay? It was giving, look, mama, welcome to the 60s. What a time.
Oh my Lord. Yeah, that truly is a time. Okay, so going back to how I introduced you, you truly are main character energy. If you guys are watching, you have the pleasure of seeing this main character energy. And if you're listening, you're probably smiling because you are just that bitch. And
thank you.
I have to know, if you had to describe your life or personality using a TV show, what would it be and why?
Very much giving Sex in the City from like all of the, I had like two different lunches today, from the two different lunches, the two different drink meetups, to, you know, the little sexcapades in the middle of somebody's office building in New York City, to, you know, just being here and embracing it all, you know, Sex in the City. Yeah.
That is so main character. Like, do you see it? Like, and you're feeling it. Like, I feel like, and for those of you who don't live in New York, there's something about living in New York, putting on your headphones, putting on a badass outfit, and stepping outside. You are taken to your own world. Like, you are like, I'm in tunnel vision and all I see is me and my tunnel. And Derek is just like one of those people.
Yes.
Like, you can always tell. You're like, oh, a story is happening. A story is being played out.
Oh. I love that. I love that. And it's so like, I'm very humble. I'm very honest and transparent. And like, I'm gonna say 110%. I do not think these thoughts about myself, but I love that other people do. Like, it really, it's just so fun. It's fun to me. And I have so many friends. There's one voice I'm thinking of in particular, but I have so many friends. Well, I'll just be like, literally, I'll just be doing me. And she'll just be like, yo, Derek is really in his own fucking movie right now. Like, this, y'all, this is the main character. We are just the extras. Like, this is crazy. Like, this is crazy. And I just be like, no, stop. Cause like, I'm really not thinking any of that, but it's really just like, I'm operating as me. I'm doing me, you know? So I also understand it and I feel it. And I think it's so fun and I think it's so funny and I love that. And
I see it because I'm the same way and I've been consistent, guys. I used to do pageants as a child and I remember it asked, what did you want to be when you grow up? And I just said, famous.
Period. Don't care what I'm doing, how famous. I'm doing it, but famous, okay? I love that. But it's so crazy because I guess I'm just going to say like real recognizes real because like when I see you online, 100%, but I have this very clear like montage of you in my head, like coming into my podcast and I'm just like, this is the HBIC, like it's just giving color, energy, like I demand, like just all of the things. And I'm just like, Brava. They're like, brava. Like,
when you're going on, listen, when Black people get together, we got to pop out. And I was like, I'm not going to show up. The worst thing you can do, I remember one time I was hanging out with Black people and I showed up with elbows that were ashy and I couldn't be my authentic self. And maybe they didn't see my ashy elbows, but I knew they were ashy.
But you had to, yeah, I understand.
So I vowed never again. Yep. So that was me coming through. I was like, oh, I'm about to go on the New York dose.
And
pop out.
And just like that, it never happened again. Period. I love that. I love that.
So let's play a little game of this or that. This is going to be a queer edition. We're going to talk about reality TV shows, this or that, queer edition.
Okay. I'm so ready for this because I'm very, you know, let me just put it out there for all the girls. I have really fallen behind in my reality TV watching. The last thing that I watched was Villains. Gave me my life. I was like, oh, this is what I've been missing. This is what I've been missing. You know what I mean? But I'm ready, but that's my little forewarning and apology ahead of time.
I feel like my this or that, guys, I'm a millennial, close to be about to be an elder millennial. And I feel like my this or that's really show the age. So you're going to know what we're talking about, what reality TV shows specifically for that time. Okay. So this or that. Okay. First one, Queer Eye, old school or new school?
Oh, okay. I'm going to go. I'm going to go new school. I just know them more.
Fair. And I don't think that old school will hold up as well as new school. But I feel like new school is having some problematic issues that I could see 20 years from now, a new school. Then
being like, whoa, what was that? What was that? A trillion percent. Yeah.
All right. Next one. This or that. The Biggest Loser. Do you remember that one?
I do remember The Biggest Loser. Never watched it, but I remember it.
Both coaches were gay, but I feel like at the time, the early 2000s, they weren't necessarily out. They both came out on different times. So who do we go with? Jillian Michaels or Bob Harper?
You know what? I'm gonna go with Jillian because Jillian's hot right now. I love this photo of Jillian. Jillian is it. She's giving me it, girl. So I'm gonna roll with
And Jillian
Jillian.
made sure to get her coin. When she left The Biggest Loser, she had all those workout tapes on DVD. She said, y'all can get these workouts on DVD. And you know what? And I feel like,
And you know
go
what?
ahead.
No, please,
And
you,
I feel like
please.
Bob missed a market. I'm like, Bob, where were you? But you know, Bob might have been going through some personal things, so I don't want to come for Bob. But Julia made sure to get that coin.
And what I love about this anecdote about Jillian and just like me following my intuition and spirit, there's nothing that I love more than a girly who knows how to capitalize off of her reality TV experience. And this is why I fucks with the New Yorks and the Natalie Nunns, because these girls, the Tanisha, you know, these girls have built
Yes.
empires off of just one little season. You know what I'm saying? So I love that. Yes, yeah,
And they're
definitely
quick,
Jillian.
and they
Yes.
quick strike. It's like, I feel like it's kind of like how the queens on RuPaul's Drag Race, like during their season, they already know what they're going to use as their merch tagline. They're like, oh, that's merch.
Yes. Period. Baby, you gotta have a plan. You
They're
gotta
like,
have a
when we get
plan.
out,
Hello.
shirts are coming.
Flying off the shelves, honey.
Okay, last one. This or that. Which queen from RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh shit.
Shangela
This
or
is a
Bob?
little. I'm gonna go with Shangela. And you know why? I'm gonna go with Shangela because I actually listened to, I won't say a lot, but I actually listened to like a little bit of like Shangela's, come on words, Shangela's music. I have a couple of Shangela's songs on various playlists of mine, so I'm gonna have to go with Shangela. Although Bob be turning it the fuck out too, but Shangela, I have to,
Have
yeah.
a big purse first, girly. But that's just me.
Come on,
Okay,
come on, come on, come on.
like this or that. Okay, speaking of like shows and games, would you
Yes.
ever go on a dating game show or reality dating show type situation? Are you single?
Oh God, okay. Always living in my truth. So, a
Why did I
lot
feel
of.
so heavy? Just
So
like that. I thought it was supposed to be just like that.
and just like that, you know, I'm gonna, you know, on the New York Dose, I always keep surreal and transparent, and I'm gonna do the same here. So I'm actually married. There's a lot of girls that do not know that. A lot of my own closest friends don't even know that. So I'm giving you real tea, right? And
You heard
I.
it
You, and just like that, you heard it here. I wear this ring predominantly like every day. I think I've only missed it like 3 times since I've been married. And if somebody asks, I tell them. You know what I mean? I haven't like volunteered the information, but some friends have caught it and it's like, bitch, are you? Or is you just wearing jewelry? And that's when, you know, I'll say. But there's a lot of my close friends that have no idea. They have no idea. I've been married since October 12th of 2023.
Did y'all just want to keep it to yourselves? What was the reasoning for just being like, it's just for us, kind of like that
It's
thing?
a it's a very like just for us thing. It's the first time I'm kind of like trying things this way. The people that do know don't even know who it is. I've been very like quiet about this, which is like very unlike me, but I've also been having such a key. But I say that to say, I am not single, technically, I am married, but I am also in a polyamorous marriage. So,
Oh my gosh. See, straight people were so boring. Straight people, when they do poly, I feel like it's like hotep type men who are like doing some weird, strange stuff. But I feel like when queer and gay people do it, it's just like, no, I get something from someone and I get something from someone else. And these just speak to my different love
I
languages.
always describe it to my friends as think of it as so. First of all, I think of both platonic and romantic relationships across the board as just relationships, right? So you have your friends and then you have romantic partners. However, I think of everyone as a department store, and altogether, my community makes up a mall because each one is a different department store, you know?
What's your department store? Are you like
You know
Bloomingdale's?
what? I'm gonna say, I feel like if somebody were to ask me what department store I am for them, it might be given not Bloomingdale's, but you're on the exact right track. There's a specific one in my
Saks?
Burlington Coat Factory. It might be giving Burlington Coat Factory, you know. It's a mess. It's a mess, okay? There's a variety of things and it's all fucking chaotic. But if you can find what you're really looking for, you're gonna walk away with some fucking gems, okay? And that's
Deals on
deals on
deals,
deals on
things you didn't
deals.
know you needed, but now you're like, I needed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a word.
So with that being said, you know, like I look at all these different types of relationships as individual department stores that make up my super mall. You know what I'm saying? If I want flowers for the day, right? I'm not gonna be upset that those flowers are not coming from a specific person. If a friend so happens to give me those flowers, the universe has still answered my calling and delivered what I wanted for that day. So my community might not even know it, but they're all working together in tandem to keep me happy. And I am happy on a very daily basis. And this is the same way that I look at polyamory. You know what I mean? It's like we're here to keep each other happy. And we all provide a specific need. You know, I'm not gonna go into Zara looking for the things that I would look for out of Bloomingdale's. You know, it's not the same. You gotta know your community. You gotta know who carries what in their store. And yeah,
Let's play around with an
come on.
idea because originally I was like, are you single? And you were going to say, yes, I am single. And then I was going to say, let's create a dating game show around you because you've got that. You are a casting director's dream in my mind. In my mind, I'm putting on my casting director hat and I'm like, yes, we're going to cast you in The Bachelor, or we're going to cast you in, what are we going to call it? We're going to call it DJ's Dose of
Come
Romance.
on.
But now I'm like, should it be like a dose of department love? I don't know. We gotta go.
Come on,
We
Dose of
gotta go to this
Department Love. I
department
love
store.
that. I love that. Fun fact,
Go
quickly,
for it.
when I was in high school, Flavor of Love had to be popular because I had a live version of Flavor of Love that I was doing in my school. Now, also, this was straight DJ, okay? This was purely straight DJ. What a time to be alive, okay? So this is like,
Reality is, if someone knew, they'd be like, he's not straight. He's inspired by this show. This is like, that's a gay show.
exactly. It's the wildest thing. It's the wildest thing. So my sophomore year of high school, I had all of these different girls that like some I was actually interested in, some were just like friends. But once a week during the lunch period, we would all gather and I would literally like do eliminations, and like throughout the week I would like spend time with like each girl. It was a real fucking thing and it was so funny. People still bring it up to this day, but yeah. So
Again, main character energy from day one. You're like, I'm gonna create my own reality TV show. Meet me at lunch. Tune
tune
in
in.
at the cafeteria table.
We were I went to performing arts high school, so it was like all we did 21st. You know what? This it was part of they did it to
Yeah,
themselves.
that checks
It,
out.
you know, they did it to themselves. Yeah.
The girls who were dating you were like, oh, I'm being cast in a show. This is great. Never mind. I'm acting too.
Literally,
Like,
literally.
but then there's always one girl who's gonna be heartbroken. She's gonna be tears. She's like, I can't believe you didn't pick me. Like, I really thought
No.
we had something. We talked for 10 minutes before lunch was over. Like,
No,
what?
yo, during one of the eliminations, there's this one, she still holds this over my head to this day. She's like, but I really can't believe you didn't pick me. Like, whoa, whoa. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We were really influenced by Flavor of Love, I Love New York, Rock of Love.
Charm School.
Oh my gosh. Charm School with Monique.
Yes.
Monique?
Yes. Baby, she tried to give the girls class. Not too many of them wanted it. But
they did. They were resistant.
They were resistant. They were resistant girls.
Did they ever have any girls from Bad Girls Club go on there?
The show didn't last that long. Bad Girls Club came out way after. What they did was, it was Flavor of Love for their first season. And during the second season, it was the girls from Rock of Love. Or like, you know, like, you remember the rock version of it? It was them.
Yes, with Brett Michaels.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Every rose has its thorn. Just like every cowboy sings a song. Every rose has its thorn.
Yeah, you better do that. You better do that.
I had to give it to y'all. I didn't know who Brett Michaels was until I watched Rock of Love. I said, who was this man with diabetes? He's like, really?
Same.
I'm confused. Yeah,
Brett Michaels and Tila Tequila. Never knew they existed before their shows.
Oh my gosh, Tila Tequila, what a pioneer. We did have
We did, yes. It was her. It was her.
Wow.
Yep.
Wasn't she fake gay? Or not, I don't want to say she was fake gay. When did it come out that she was like racist and crazy?
Something weird like did come out later on, like a couple of years after her shows. I cannot remember what it was exactly, but you are on the right track. Yeah.
White supremacy? Something. I don't remember.
Something. And everybody something was like, crazy. Girl, tequila.
Tequila.
Yeah.
We were all rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you.
Ugh. So rude. Come on. Okay. So we're going to play a little game. I'm going to pretend like I'm Patty from Millionaire Matchmaker. I'm going to ask you some questions as if we are trying to find your perfect match or we're casting them to be on DJ's Dose of Department Love.
Yes. Here for it.
So truthfully, what was the last thing you had an ick about or who you had an ick about?
So, you know, we're all in this like fucking eclipse, retrograde, like blah, 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 right? Long story short, there was a moment maybe like a month ago where I went to go stay with this person and the next day my car was missing. Long story short, I'm taking y'all through the incredibly short version because that was a fucking day. But long story short, my car had got towed. I had to pay $1,000 to get it back. It was I had a show that night. It was all a fucking mess, right? However, I, to this day, reference it as my $1,000 lesson because what I learned from that experience, I was never supposed to be where I was in the first place. I was supposed to go. It's so crazy because I had just saw this incredible show called Illinois, and I was like, I'm currently writing my own play right now. And literally, right after I saw the show, I was like, oh, you have to go home and you have to finish writing, right? And I had been summoned to go to this other place, and I chose that.
Your ass should have gone home.
And
worked on the musical.
My ass should have gone home. You know what I'm fucking saying? And I paid for it the next morning, literally. And I learned my lesson, and it's, you know, very much like put me first, do what I got to do, stay on the course. So that is the last time that I had the ick, because this person had not done anything per se in the moment. Like, this was all lessons for me to learn. However,
they weren't helping. They weren't responding in the situation. They were just being passive.
Yeah, they weren't really helping. Like, there were like icky things happening that evening period. They just like fortified, oh, I did not need to be here, you know. A month ago was the last time.
Oh, that's good. You know what would give me the ick? I have a partner of almost 2.5 years, something like that. I can't remember time.
Come on.
But I've never seen him do it. But this is a thing, because this happened to my ex. One time he fell in front of me. Like, he just like fell really hard, like tripped over a chair and he fell. And I was like, ah! And it gave me the ick.
Yeah, because it's like, why are you being so clumsy?
It's like, I feel like falling is too vulnerable. Like, yeah. I feel like that's some, I don't get the ick easily, but in my mind, I feel like that would give me the ick. But who knows? Maybe if I love someone so much, I'll just respond and be like, oh my God, baby. So maybe I didn't love that person clearly because
Period.
I'm like, ew, that gave me
Come
the
on,
ick. You
analysis.
fell.
Yeah, come on.
You're
You're falling.
falling.
Oh,
Gross.
away with you. Next. Where's the bus? Next. Yeah.
Oh,
Another good
next.
one.
What a dating
Another
show.
good one.
Wow.
Wow, I'm proud of my brain. I'm really bringing them back.
That's a strong memory. We're
We're
tapped
tapped
in.
in.
Okay, so then after
Yeah.
next, remember Room Raiders? They was going up in people's homes with the black light.
Oh my, talk about the ick. Yeah. That entire show. That entire show. Yeah. Woof.
You would go in someone's place and you'd be like, the mattress is on the floor. There's stains everywhere. You're like, I
Yeah,
cannot.
and some of them, the mattress is on the ceiling. Like, how are you how are you defying gravity with your nasty ass in this room? Like, what?
Like, you're never gonna get ass this way.
Never, never. Oh.
Oh my God, speaking of ass, okay, so questionnaire, back to the questionnaire for the dating show. What do we put? Are you a top, a bottom, a blouse, a power bottom, or do you need to educate us cisgender woman as to what you
Okay,
are?
so I am actually, if this dating show were to happen right now, and it's funny because I just finished telling like another partner this today, but if this show were happening like right now, I'm in my side era. Now for the
Side. Tell me more about the
Okay,
side.
so a side is basically a position that, long story short, we don't do, sides don't engage in penetrative sex. So we'll do like oral things. We'll do
Will you
we'll
give?
no type of
Okay.
penetration. So no topping, no
None. Okay.
bottoming. It's basically like maybe like giving and receiving oral, maybe just like intimate things like cuddling, maybe, you know what I mean? Like very just
Ah,
like just
yeah.
all devoid of like actual penetration. Like we'll do everything around it, you know? So yeah, I am currently in my side era and
I learned something new. Oh, yay. Thank you for
thank
that.
you. Thank you.
Wait, so do you only match with other sides?
So
Is it
now,
sides?
so
How does it
here
work?
is a fun thing. In my most recent experience, so I've just been doing the side thing since maybe October of 2023, right? I don't know, a spirit just overcame me and I was like, I don't feel like topping, I don't feel like bottoming. But
You're like, Mama's
mama's t
tired.
mama is tired. I'm like, because first of all, on the bottom end, right, it's a lot of like watching your diet, watching what you eat, having, you know, that whole thing. And it's like, bitch, I'll be
I
damned.
heard one time on a show, someone was like, are you gonna eat the pizza or am I gonna eat the pizza? Because there was pizza in front of them. And they're like, because I'm hungry. They're like, so one of us should eat the pizza. What's happening tonight? And I was like, things you have to think
Things you
about.
have to think about, you know? You can't just all be willy-nilly just bottoming, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, well, fuck these niggas. I was like, 'cause I'm gonna eat what I want to eat when I want to eat it. So that went out the window, right? And then with like topping, I guess maybe you can call it an anxiety. Like I don't really feel anxious in the moment. It's just a rule that I've built for myself and I already know. But whatever, I'll use the word my anxious. My anxiety with topping became a lot of, I'm like a, now you know, I'm not the Messiah, but I very much follow the golden rule. I will treat others as I want to be treated. That goes across the all platforms, right? Now, with that being said, what I was noticing as a top is that a lot of the people that I was bottoming was not, they wasn't doing what I was doing as a bottom. They weren't restricting their diet, you know, they weren't cleaning
Oh, they
out
were getting lax.
properly. So So it kind of just also just turned me off from that. And I was like, well, if
Yeah. You're like, if you're not going to take the necessary precautions, this is not going to turn me on and I'm not going to want to do this.
you know what I
Like,
mean? And now, granted, this only happened to me like in real
yes.
time. This only happened to me, I'll say 1.5 times, but it don't take a lot for me to learn a lesson. I learned, and from that 1.5 person, that yeah, I was like, oh, I'm kind of done in this realm too. And then I entered my side era. I really got into this place where I love giving like massages to people. And then from
Ooh.
those massages, other things tend to happen. So yeah.
I love this. So on the show, if someone gets like, you know, there's always like the honeymoon suite or like the overnight suite, we'll call it like the massage room or like the parlor, the spa parlor or something like that. And that person who gets that far in the show, then they can get the massage room.
Oh, we got it.
So everyone's trying to compete for the
We got to take this
massage.
someplace, 'cause this, yeah, I'm liking this. I like this. Yeah.
This is where this show is going.
Yeah. They got to compete for the massage room, 'cause it's going up in there. Hello.
My God. And can you imagine, like, you know how The Bachelor like hands out roses and
Yeah.
stuff? Like when they get to that level, we'll hand out robes because it'll be like they're going to like the spa. And they'll just be like,
Yes,
oh,
yes, yes, yes. This
I
the
got a robe.
silk robe tonight is going to Jakob. Yes. Period.
And then we'll sell the silk robes as merch.
Because
Department store
the
love.
you know what? I'm on my phone right now. So you gotta write this. Somebody gotta write
Okay.
this
We
down.
it's recorded. We the idea's already been we've already this is proof. This
Proof.
audio
Proof.
stands
This
as
is
proof. Don't
intellectual
try and take
property,
our
okay?
idea.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm here for that. Yeah.
Oh my
I might have
God.
to set up a little spy
This
cam in
show's
my
gonna
room to
eat.
start that up myself, 'cause Yes.
Okay, so describe your ideal date using emojis, and you can verbalize these
Okay.
emojis.
So my ideal date using emojis. I'm going to say
I'm already laughing.
All right, so I don't feel like scrolling for these, so I don't know if some of these exist, but I'm gonna say, okay, yes, look, it's two of these niggas holding hands. Yeah,
Yes.
so the two niggas holding hands emojis, right? Because I'm a very intimate romantic
Okay,
person.
that's sweet.
Yeah, you
Yeah.
know what I'm saying? If there let me type this in. If there is a okay, yeah, there's a little no, not really. Well, I'm gonna say a park emoji, whatever that means to y'all. They this looks like the Grand Canyon when I type in park, but
It does. I just noticed the
you
same
see it,
thing.
right?
It does
Yeah.
look like the Grand Canyon.
So, the two niggas holding hands, the park emoji, because I love walking around outside and just like getting to know somebody. And then, 'cause Big Bertha gotta eat, so I'm gonna say let me see, dinner. All right, they act. Oh, I'm gonna say the ramen bowl emoji, 'cause a bitch could swear he
Ooh.
Japanese, and I love me some ramen. So
Wait, but also pause. If you guys can see us, don't we look like anime characters? Like both of us.
we
Like what show are we on?
honestly, we would literally they would cast us in anime as like brother and sister, like because we because that's how they do it. That's how they do it. They'll make the characters the same skin shade and have the same hair color. So it's like we're giving siblings in anime land, which I love.
I feel like we're like lovable villains.
Hello?
Like we're like little badasses.
It's given
Like we're the ones in the crew who are like,
it's given upside down moon.
at
We would be the upside down moon characters in Sailor Moon. Like, come on, hello. Give it to
That's us.
But yeah, niggas
Oh my
holding
God.
hands, the park emoji, the ramen bowl, and then the wet emoji. The little three droplets.
Drip, drip,
Drip, drip,
drip.
drip. Yeah, that would be my ideal date. Yes. Perfect. Perfect. Period. Period.
So we just need to be able to go like dis.
Boom.
You interested?
Hello. About to put that in all my bios.
Do you get it? Like, or
Or
nah?
nah. Stop playing with me. You know what I want.
So we'll make that like the first challenge on DJ's Department of Love. So no one can even get through the department store until you see all the emojis that come through. Everyone sends you a text.
I love this so much.
And then you'll be like, that makes no sense. No. And then the ones who get through, you'll go on like one-on-one dates with them. Like, you know, the kind of dates where they're like, can I steal you for a second? Because they're all going to want to talk to you.
Naturally. Wow. Yeah, this is.
I'm just waiting for a show where like the contestant like was like, okay. So for example, if it's you and you're talking to a nigga and then another nigga comes up and they're like, hey, can I steal you for a second? I just want someone to just be like, no. Like too often, the people on these shows
they
are
yield.
Like, yeah. And I'm like, no, take back the power. Aren't you, isn't this about
how
you?
How many gonna fight for
like,
me?
Were you done talking? And I feel like that's just kind of like rude. I'm like, you just interrupted me. Like you just interrupted me. Like that will give me the ick. That's giving me the ick thinking about it.
Oh my God. I'm so, and this is my Gemini conflict, right? Because on the one end.
I'm a Gemini.
So, you know, from the nigga that's interrupting, I would be like, ooh, yeah, he got the audacity. He got the balls to like interrupt it. He know what he want. He gonna go after it. And for, you know, the nigga that's being interrupted, if he don't say no, I'm gonna be like, oh, so you're not trying to fight for me? Like, you're not, you know, it's toxic. It's a little toxic over here, but.
I see the both sides. Because when you said the first one, I was like, no, babe, that sounds a little toxic. See, I'm watching the show from the producer's camera. No, babes, don't do it.
Yes.
But I also feel from the other dude, if you don't say anything, like, defend yourself. Like, don't be stuck.
Yeah. Like, do you even actually want me? Or, you know, like.
Right. Are you gonna, like, we're on a show. Don't embarrass yourself. America's watching.
Hello? Come on.
But a thing that does bother me, and I've said it before on this podcast, I don't like it when contestants on a dating show are already putting America into their dating life. They're like, but what's America going to think of me if I do this? And I'm like, are we here for love or not? But I'm like, but at the same time, don't be putting us in your dating life already. We're going to talk about you either
way. Exactly.
I mean, we're going to talk about you either
same
way.
Boat. I don't know if you watch or remember this point in it was Love Island, and I don't even know what season it was, but it was Love Island. It was the one during the pandemic where they were restricted literally to just the rooftop. Like they couldn't go anywhere else, right?
Yeah.
And there was this really cringe couple on there, and the girl, she just kept being like, all of America is laughing at me. And it was just like, girl, we don't even know you. You don't even know us. What are you talking about? You know? So I feel you on that. I feel you. Yeah.
We're like, we don't care. Like, we're just waiting for you to go home. You're giving filler queen.
Period. Like, yeah. It was super cringe. Super cringe. Yeah.
Love is Blind this past season, the people in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I don't know if it's just because I'm from the Carolinas that I was like, see, y'all too conservative, y'all too concerned about other things, and that's what it's coming down to. That's what I really felt. But all of them that kept being like, but what's America going to think of me? I can't be the villain. Or they'll be like, at least America can see that I tried. It's like,
ugh.
And half of them was like, but did you? You did. You're sorry. You're still sorry.
I haven't watched Love is Blind since the first season that came out during the pandemic. But I heard that this one was very, I heard that this one came across as like very like commercial and very like, they know that like we're watching and they're pulling certain stunts because we're watching and all these things. So like, I can't even imagine because like that would really like irritate me. Like I really enjoyed the first season. Because I feel like everybody was really, you know, there for love.
It was new.
It was fresh. You know, yeah. So.
And that's why we need a new dating show. That's why we have to have DJ's Department.
Hello. Yeah. I'm going to have to go to.
I mean, because there aren't that many gay dating shows. I mean, we brought up Tila Tequila. We can think of a couple of episodes of like Nex and stuff. But when I think about it, it's usually, I feel like for America's sake, it's kind of like a little fetishized. And they often use women.
Yep.
I don't ever see men in love like that on reality TV. It's usually always women, especially when they did the most recent one was on Netflix. They did The Ultimatum and they did it with lesbians.
Okay.
And I was like, first of all, The Ultimatum is already toxic. So I feel like we're putting these people in an awful situation.
This is not a safe space.
like people are like, we've been together for a year, you should want to marry me. And I'm like, okay, I mean, like, let's, but you gotta put an ultimatum, right? Like, let's figure it out. Let's figure it out. Like, I know you want kids tomorrow, but like, that's expensive. Let's figure it out. And that was at the root for a lot of these women. I'm like,
damn.
I'm like, I get it, but I'm like, but you shouldn't be putting, you don't want to get a baby and then be in a shitty relationship.
Get a dog first.
A single mom.
Get a dog first. I'm telling you, baby junior. They are baby juniors.
Yeah. How do you feel about representation and reality TV for your community?
It's really interesting that you bring that up, because even as I was, every time I watch a Love is Blind or a Love Island or there's a third one that I got into during the pandemic. I can't remember the name of it, but I was kind of just like, oh, like these are really fun shows. Like if they were to be made, you know, like queer style, or even if there was like a queer like storyline or even like a queer option, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't even have to be like all queer focused, but like, you know, when I was watching Love Island, I'm just like, damn, well, which some of them was giving off the vibes, but I was like, damn, like what if one of these.
I love the male relationships, the bonds that the dudes have on Love Island, but I could also see them being more.
Yeah,
if they
wanted
to be, easily.
There was like two.
But I love to see it. I'm like, they're so lovey-dovey.
They love each other. Like, they're like almost to the point where they're like, fuck this show. Like, I want to be bros.
I got a brother over here.
Which I love. I absolutely love that. There's definitely two of them from that show, though, that I was like, y'all, what y'all doing when these cameras go off, okay? So
there was one guy, I don't know if you remember, it was early seasons of Love Island, and he was a dance instructor. Mm. And he was, like, dating a girl who was a flight attendant. But then, like, a couple of seasons later, he was a choreographer on RuPaul's Drag Race. And I was like, oh, my God. I love this. But also...
Yeah, like...
Oh,
hello.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Mm, yeah.
And he was one of those people who was like, he had like the bromances. And I was like, oh my God, I love to see it. Because they would just be like so like physical with one of the, he would just be like giving like massages and everything. And it was like,
okay, he's trying to get in DJ's massage room.
He's trying to get in.
I see where this is going.
He's trying to get in the massage room.
He's trying to be in a massage parlor. Come on. Yeah. And you see, it happens through massages. I'm on to something. I'm telling you, yeah.
Okay, how would you feel if on the dating show? So all these men are here to date you, but what if they start catching feelings for other men who are there to date you?
I am not opposed. Okay. Whatsoever. And I think that this. I mean, actually, no. I know this really sparks the polyamorous part of me. Because it's like. I first and foremost, I just can't have anybody up under me 24/7. Like, I'm not that type of partner. I need space. I need my own space. It's giving, like, you need to have your own set of friends. It's just everything. Like, we need to be two very independent motherfucking nebulas that when we unite, those independent worlds can unite, but when we separate, it's okay. And you're not sad because you don't have a community. You know what I mean? It's just like, I just need you to be okay first before you join with me, right? So I'll say that all to say, if they start getting feelings for each other in the house, I love to watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all here for it. Please do your thing, but don't motherfucking forget who you're here for at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I don't mind cutting up the pie and dividing it, but as long as I also get a piece of the pie.
Yes. Okay, so we have to have a separate room or episode where, like, if people do start catching feelings, they have to come and present it to you. So it's kind of like your office. So you have office hours.
Yep. I want to know who you got feelings
for. And they get to come in during the office hours.
Who else you got feelings for in this house?
Yeah. Or you can be like, I've already been watching, because we'll have cameras, and you can be like, and I feel as if. So if there's something you want to tell me, now is the time.
You're right. Yeah. It's going to step into the principal's office. Yeah.
Because we also just want to start instigating, because, you know, it's reality TV. So we got to like push people to make them think like, but was I giving signals like that? If I was, I'm so sorry. I mean, I don't think I was. I'm so sorry. It's been a lot here. I just love you so much. And I just feel like
you have this down to the T. We gotta get you behind it.
I'm in the control room. I'm making it happen, baby.
I know, at least between the two of us, we know somebody to work on, you know, Bravo or Oxygen or what, one of the.
Okay, can we get Logo? Somebody?
Yeah, we want Zeus. Shit, fuck it. Zeus. We can take this shit to Zeus. Come on.
Right. Yeah. Wait, when's there's another black app that I'm thinking of? What's the one?
I know what you're talking about.
You need a Zeus, I'm thinking
of. No.
It's like all black. No.
There is another one, and I can't remember it either, but it is not Zeus. It's not Pluto.
I want to say like Kyle Massey or Kyla Pratt is on a show on there. Somebody like that.
It's whatever network has like, and I hate to say this, but it's whatever network has the really bad movies, I think. And it's not Zeus. I can't.
So like TV One?
Now, TV One runs all of the old black programmings. They do, but it's not.
I made my cable TV debut on TV One, so respect the TV One. I was on Fatal Attraction doing a murder reenactment.
Period. Come on.
That's how I got my IMDb credit. I was like, thank you. So you know, it'd be the community.
I love that.
So if anyone in our community is trying to make this show happen, and if anyone in our community is trying to date DJ on DJ's Department of Love, come correct, come with the right emojis, be striving for the Silk Road.
Strive for the Silk Road, baby.
And if you're looking at other people, be prepared to come to the principal's office.
Yeah. I just called to say, if you're going to be on DJ's Department of Love, you got to get with the program, okay? I want you to know that you have to bring it. I want an assertiveness. I want you to want me. I want transparency. I want honesty. I want playfulness. I want mischievousness. I want sex. I want sexy. I want sweat. I want love. I want hot. I want attraction. Okay, baby, I want you to come. Period. Yeah.
Yeah. That's that right there. Period. You better serve for the show. We're trying to get an Emmy.
It can happen. Yeah.
Shittier shows have gotten Emmys.
Say it for the people in the back, because what was that? You know what I'm saying?
What was
we
that?
Gold here, okay?
We got representation on representation. Like, this is overdue.
Yeah, way overdue. I'm ready.
My mind just goes, I'm like, can you just imagine the looks? Like, we're going to have to, like, change your hair for, like, every other episode.
And it can be done. Like, it can be done.
Yeah, like, this is going to be so good.
Sometimes...
I can already see the looks. You're going to have, like, cape moments.
I live for a cape. I live for a caftan. I look like, baby, I'm here.
Captain, yes!
I'm here and I'm ready.
It's going to be the cozy nights around the mansion. You're just going to be like, it's a captain. Guys, help us. Make this a thing.
This has to happen.
I just called to say, help us.
You can't get me this excited. Oh my gosh.
Guys, thank you again for listening to I Just Called to Say. Make sure you like, subscribe, and again, tell your mom and them. And you can listen to this podcast anywhere podcasts can be heard, but you can only watch on Spotify and YouTube. Thank you again, and thank you, DJ.
Thank you so much.